Hi, this is Steven Spielberg on the DV Show podcast to talk about the future of AI, video production, and filmmaking.
We're on a mission rid the world of bad video.
Bye-bye.
This is the DV Show.
Harder than range.
Bad video sucks.
Welcome to this edition of the DV Show podcast. My name is Brian, and wow, we have an exciting episode for you this week. We are doing something a little different, and I must say, very astonishing. Now, I've always been curious about Steven Spielberg's views on artificial intelligence, the future of video production and filmmaking. And unfortunately, I couldn't find any direct comments from him on these topics online. So what did I do? I turned to ChatGPT and asked it to create a mock interview with Mr. Spielberg on these very subjects. Now, the result was so compelling that I took the next step with that text from ChatGPT. And using advanced technology, I cloned Mr. Spielberg's voice and brought this AI-generated interview to life for this week's podcast. So what you're about to hear is not Mr. Spielberg himself, I wish it was, but it's an AI version that has been programmed to think and speak based on his public thoughts, the interviews and writings about the future intersection of AI with video production and filmmaking. All right, let's dive right into this intriguing conversation. I have to say, it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on the DV Show podcast. I'm a fan of all of your movies, especially E.T.
Thanks, Brian, for having me on the podcast. 19 years is a long time, my friend.
You actually inspired my career. I pursued video production and filmmaking because of you. Have you ever listened to the podcast?
I actually listened a few years ago. You're a strong voice in the video production community. You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks. Wow. Accolades from Steven Spielberg. I have to tell you an embarrassing story. As a kid, I was so obsessed with E.T., I went to see it 32 times one summer.
Brian, you are such a freaking nerd. 32 times seeing E.T., come on. Did you have a girlfriend?
I had tons of girlfriends, especially after I watched E.T. The movie was a chick magnet.
Okay, now you're getting a little weird.
Steve, you've often explored themes of technology and artificial intelligence in your films. What personally fascinates you about AI?
Well, AI is like the final frontier of human innovation, a mirror reflecting our greatest hopes and our deepest fears about technology. In my films, I've always been interested in the interaction between humanity and technology.
How do you see the role of AI evolving in the film industry?
It's about maintaining that delicate balance. Creativity is inherently human. And while AI can mimic certain aspects, it doesn't possess true creativity or emotional depth. It should be seen as a tool, not a replacement. The key is to use AI to enhance our capabilities, not diminish our roles.
Finally, what advice would you give to young filmmakers navigating this new AI augmented landscape?
Storytelling is about connecting with your audience on a personal level, something that technology can assist with, but never fully replicate.
I want to get into E.T., the extraterrestrial, my favorite movie of all time. It has remained a beloved classic since the 1980s. Looking back, how do you think the production techniques from that era shaped the film?
In the 1980s, we were limited by the technology of the time, but those limitations also fostered a great deal of creativity. For E.T., we relied heavily on practical effects and puppetry. The tactile nature of those techniques really grounded the film, giving it a heartfelt authenticity that resonated with audiences.
Today, with advancements in AI and other technologies, how do you think the production of a film like E.T. would differ?
Today's technology would certainly open up new avenues for storytelling. For instance, AI could enhance how we design alien characters and worlds, making them even more lifelike and interactive. We could use motion capture to bring creatures like E.T. to life in ways that puppetry simply couldn't achieve.
Could you expand on how AI specifically might be used in modern filmmaking compared to the traditional methods?
Certainly. AI can be utilized in pre-production to help with script analysis, enhancing how we understand character arcs and plot development. During production, AI-driven visual effects could create more dynamic interactions with human actors. And in post-production, AI could streamline editing, sound design, and even score composition, making these processes more efficient.
With these technologies at your disposal, do you think the emotional impact of a film like E.T. would change if made today?
Technology enhances how we tell stories, but the core of filmmaking, the emotional connection, is timeless. The story of E.T., is about friendship, acceptance, and the magic of childhood. No matter how advanced our tools are, the focus must always be on enhancing those universal themes. If anything, AI should amplify the emotional impact, not diminish it.
There's often concern about over-reliance on technology in filmmaking. How do you balance the use of new technologies with traditional storytelling?
Technology should serve the story, not the other way around. While I embrace new tools that make filmmaking more expressive and immersive, I'm also cautious not to let them overshadow the narrative. At the end of the day, it's the human touch that makes a story compelling, not just the technology used to tell it.
Considering the advancements in AI-generated imagery, how would you approach the creation of the character of E.T. today? Would you still opt for a puppet, or would a fully digital creation be more suitable?
That's an interesting question. There's a certain magic to the way E.T. was originally brought to life using practical effects. The physical presence of E.T. as a puppet created a tangible connection for the actors, particularly for the actors. However, with today's technology, I might lean towards a hybrid approach. Using AI and CGI, we could enhance expressions and movements to make E.T. even more expressive and relatable, while still maintaining a physical model on set for key interactions. This blend could preserve the emotional core while enhancing the realism.
Lastly, for filmmakers navigating these new technologies, what advice would you offer?
My advice would be to learn and adapt to new technologies, use them to your creative advantage, but always prioritize your story. Technology is a powerful tool, but the heart of filmmaking is storytelling. Stay true to that, and you'll resonate with your audience no matter what tools you use.
Thanks again for coming on the podcast. Great speaking with you, Steve.
Keep it up with your mission of ridding the world of bad video, buddy. Thanks again for having me.
Well, that does it for another edition of the DV Show podcast. We're always available to answer your questions related to video production. Feel free to talk to us right now. Simply visit our website at thedvshow.com. Click on the red Ask Us button at the bottom right-hand corner of every page and press Submit. Also, be sure to always keep in touch with us by subscribing to our weekly newsletter and getting social with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and of course, Instagram. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
For additional tips, tutorials, and to get your video questions answered, visit thedvshow.com.
Stay on the cutting edge with The DV Show.